וזאת אני פותח, וזאת אני פותח.
טוב, שלום לכל החברים והחברות
שנמצאים איתנו עכשיו. Friends, everyone is with us now.
משהו מאוד מאוד מיוחד בשעה הקרובה.
We're about to do something very special.
ממש עכשיו כתבתי. תפנה אליו.
In the upcoming hour. Something I wrote just now. Turn to the one who organized all the states for you and pray for him to succeed. So we want to talk about the most precious thing we all have, what we all share, the most special thing in our reality, where we talk about how to overcome the will to receive that puts magic on us. How do we ask of the Creator, how do we turn to Him? Where else in reality is there time, place, or people? Like in our morning lesson, many times it can pass by us. We're already used to scrutinize these things, how to turn to the Creator, how to overcome the will to receive. For us, it may be a routine, but it's really not. Because every lesson is a real inner revolution. There are no words in this reality to show this. I'm sure each and every one of us can understand these things, and we want to talk today about the most precious thing we have today, which is the lesson.
Yes, and we'd like to start off with a short thought exercise. Let's take each one, 10 seconds, and try to remember where you were, what your interests were. What your interest was when you woke up in the morning at 2004, almost 20 years ago, where were you in life? What were your passions? According to the smiles, I see that we can make discernments here. Okay, now we're going to see something that happened also in 2004 in a place in Petah Tikva. We'll see part of a morning lesson of that year, and will be included from the atmosphere and from the Rav's words. Clip.
Good morning, Bnei Baruch. Good morning, World Kli. We'll start with the preparation part from the degrees of the ladder, Article 29. This is why it is determined a routine for the study when talking about faith and bestowal, since when one learns these things, he clings to such thoughts, and then it is easier to accept the adhesion with the light of the Torah. Again. This is why it is good to determine a routine for the study when talking about faith and bestowal. Since while one studies these things, he clings to such thoughts, so it's easier to accept the adhesion with the light of the Torah.
That's what we learn, that we we need to read an article or a letter, Bala Sulam or Rabash, and speak about the work. Well, the whole matter of the work is how to attain it through faith. So as much as possible, and many times possible throughout the day, whenever one has a chance, one should connect to this source so that the awakening towards faith and bestowal in the writings of the Kabbalist, with the hope that it will influence us, Also, when we come to the study, before the study, I need to be grateful that I have come to it, that I am now together with the friends, and that I'm in the routine of the study again and again. It's good every day. That's what I was created for. That's why I'm in this, and I'm joyful of having a different fate from those dwellers of the world. They are in fact the dwellers of the world, and I have reached the meeting, the gathering with the Creator. Even if you won't do anything else to me, then I already have what to be grateful for. Even if I can't do anything, the presence in it is already something great. By that, a person gradually gets himself used to being in the routine on the one hand, and the other hand, to exit his routine. It will help him. It will help him find these points of contact through which he can delve deeper in, and then it opens up for him. From the impression of the connection with the Creator, his providence opens up more and more, and by that he can penetrate and understand the materials also through the study.
Okay, this excites me very much, and it fills me with impression and importance and confidence. Where was I at that morning where this recording took place, and where the friends were? How they were building the vessel already, preparing it for us, the ones who came later. We heard in the clip that I'm happy that I have a different fate than the other dwellers of the world, and I came to meet the Creator. Being in that is a great profit already. So let's talk in our tens now. What's special about this moment? Let's be thankful for it. Again, around in our tens, let's talk about what's special about this moment in the morning lesson. Let's be grateful for it.
I'm
very excited to be here and happy from the friends who are giving this social workshop. A lot of thoughts and feelings are flooding me, but I'm happy to be with the friends and the people that, no matter what, come here every day, every moment, and who try bring me closer to the Creator.
Even as I feel this lesson that we've just seen, a recorded lesson, but also this lesson, it's also a kind of feeling, I can't even describe it, it's like electricity in the air. Something very, very special. This morning lesson is a place you come like in a certain way, and you become something completely different. Every day you're inverted, inside out, you're so different, you get a reason to live, you get the greatness of the friends, even if you come half dead, it doesn't matter. This moment in the lesson, and today you can see all the friends in such a concentrated way. you know, it's like we say, every day it's like a congress to really jump forward in our request, our prayer, the way we relate to the friends, the greatness of Rav. Did you get the whole package, to everything together, in short?
No matter how much we'll be grateful and thank, we can't even touch a fraction of how great the morning lesson is from the upper world that we've gotten here in our lives. How much we need to be in gratitude, like Rav said now in the clip, the fact that we're present, that this thing even met us in life.
I
can't imagine a day or without a lesson that would be like death, and there are drops of life that revive this body, give it a reason to live. Giving an example, we're in such a special society, sitting among the greatest of the generation. They care about reaching the meaning of life. When you walk around during the day in the world, then you appreciate it more, you feel the friends more. How special they are. By having such a goal, by this is what's important to them, this is what is leading them. And the morning lesson is like a meeting of all of these gatherings with the Kabbalists, with the great Kabbalists, with the Rav, that we also can't even begin to appreciate. In short, let's let the friends continue.
Yes, real great gratitude. 2004, I was changing diapers for my first kid. But you're looking at it, and you recall what you were then and what's now, and you see that the Creator is really, He was bringing us to a really special place, and it's a great privilege to be, to live a life which is above all this world, with friends who are the greatest of the generations, part of your soul. When you suddenly feel you're alive, with a very, very special relation, special attitude that opens your heart and brings you to feeling that you're doing something very important, not for yourself, but something which is came from thousands of years ago, and it is taking you forward, and you're doing it out of a very central point, which is the ten, a very special force with a society which is great and strong. I don't know. I feel something very, very concealed, but now I'm bringing it out, bringing it to humanity. A very big responsibility.
Yes, and
we'll be grateful to the Creator who chose us. I don't know why, I wouldn't choose myself instead, but that's what He did.
And
let's do all the efforts to really give it back, return it to Him, take this responsibility upon us towards all of humanity, that we want to truly realize this opportunity already in this incarnation, in these days, to try and relate to our entire path, everything we have, the special thing we have in life that no one else has,
That is our role, to be this conduit, to be this state of Israel.
I hear
the friends, I also hear the question.
Sharon
thought, I fell asleep in the middle of this part, but I was diving into that time in the past to see how someone is in a dream, believes he's realizing himself somewhere, doing something, and the Creator, if he has some luck, the Creator is pulling him from this place of stench. A place where I can't say this on broadcast, but the Creator brought me to a place where I have an opportunity to start living. It's just an opportunity, but we have to know how to appreciate, to realize, to go into this routine, to nourish it, to elevate it above our heads, and to help everyone around to understand where he is. Who gave this present to you, and how to appreciate and to evaluate correctly what we've received.
Okay.
I just shared with Shai a little bit about
a
special moment in the lesson.
I thought
to share with you as well. For me, to get up in the morning to the lesson, regardless of how many years it's been, it's never easy. It's not a routine, this action. And also, my nature, my temperament, I'm very impulsive. And when I get up in the morning, I can be very, very dangerous. You don't want to come too close to me or talk to me or touch me. You have to give me my space. And what makes us be inspired every time is when I wake up in the morning and I come to the lesson, how I slowly, slowly, something happens. I feel something begins to soften in me. I feel how my attitude towards the friends changes. My attitude towards the path, I feel how everything changes. I feel how in a very short time, I have like this transition, that inverts something in me. And even though it happens almost every lesson, it's not routine. And it's something very special. You can't explain to someone who isn't your friend. How can you explain something like that? How can you explain about this very special gift that we have every time in you?
And
to this, you can multiply it times a billion. It's infinite. It all depends on our sensitivity and our attitude to this thing called a lesson. And to the extent we're able to devote ourselves to this action called a lesson, to our teacher, to the Kabbalists, to the friends, dedicate ourselves to the process. So now we want to take all of this. We're going to listen to another clip. This time, only 10 years back. We want to devote ourselves to it. Let's devote ourselves to our teacher who's talking to us, like Chaim said. If it's recorded or not, these things are alive. Let's devote ourselves. There are gems there that can truly, truly make our lesson to something even more special. So let's delve into it. Let's devote ourselves to it, and then we'll talk about it. Go ahead.
Ashur Boker.
The morning lesson.
The Makom
is the place for the instillment of the upper light. When you come to a gas station and you get some fulfillment, Do you understand? That's the morning lesson. What you need to do during the day is to collect all kinds of deficiencies for the light that reforms, for the spiritual force, for the closeness of the Creator, to scrutinize and to criticize. When you establish the picture of the world and the way you relate to it and how it relates to you, what you need to do during the day is to look at the way you don't yet understand what's around you and how unclear it is, how corrupt it is. And when you come to the morning lesson, this shape should be cleared by the light that reforms in your emotions, in your thoughts, in all the aspects. If you don't have a preparation for the morning lesson becomes something formal. This is the Zohar, this is tests, this is that, and it's a total miss. If you don't come with the right deficiency, you don't get the right fulfillment from the lesson. And instead of Torah, you get some wisdom. Torah is the light that reforms. You either learn Torah or wisdom. And you have to say that by your deficiencies that you prepared for the lesson.
Okay,
so we understand everything depends on the preparation and the deficiency with which we come to the lesson. So we'll now do a workshop, and then we'd like to hear from here and the world clear about the topic of preparation. So the workshop is, what can we add or strengthen in our preparation in the 10 in order to come with a more correct efficiency to the lesson? So what we heard from the Rav, what can we add or strengthen in our preparation in our 10 to come with a more correct efficiency to the lesson?
Yes, I heard that we want to take the scrutiny, the lesson, the daily experience, the disturbances, everything that happens to us during the day, and in advance to build it as one collection of deficiencies for correction towards the lesson.
He'll add to that, first of all, to see our day through these two intentions of the 10, and there is none else besides him. To relate everything that happens to us, our nerves and successes and failures throughout all of our Zoom gatherings, everything that happens is just a preparation to come to lesson with a deficiency, and the deficiency needs to be mutual, needs to be aimed towards our connection. It's never an individual one. And what we're trying to do throughout the day, that's fine, but eventually, whether we succeeded or not, we have to come to the preparation with that. So I think we can strengthen our prayer in the end of the lesson. No one needs a lesson summary, we need a prayer. And a mutual prayer with the 10, in which we strengthen daily and scrutinize, and at the end of the day, we examine the deficiency with which we came to our preparation with.
It's amazing to see how all the conditions were organized for us to succeed. We got this big world that will show us the opposite picture. We got a 10 with a friend so we can make an effort in connection and see what we're still lacking. And moreover, the morning lesson was organized for us so we can study Torah, the light that reforms, to get this remedy that will glue us together and show us what more we are lacking, where the will to receive is, and the connection with the friends and from the friends to the Creator. What we need to do during the day and during the lesson is to organize these things between us, so what we get in the lesson is a remedy rather than some wisdom, so that we'll need the Torah, as they say, to correct the evil inclination, that we'll really need it, that we'll ask the Creator for that, to have a deficiency to resemble Him. We don't yet know what that is, but we're looking for it from all the opposite forms, from our effort in connection. And more we can understand why the 10, why our effort in connection, how important that is, because the truth is, without it, it's just coming to learn some wisdom, and that's, it's not worth it.
Yesterday I had the chance to, I had a 2-hour drive in the train. And yesterday was Lag Baomer.
And
we learned about this day, and I found something related from the Zohar. So it took me 10 years back. I found some lesson, but the first lesson was there. It was preparation to reading the book of Zohar. And you see how the Kli slowly starts to fall into place. And starts listening to the lesson then differently. So no doubt what we started doing now, to read the excerpts before the lessons, they're getting us a little bit more into place, and my feeling is that a little more time is required to do this preparation before we get thrown into the lesson, because only then there's a vessel to hear the lesson differently, to draw the light that will work on us, that will correct us. And this is what caught me, especially
Gershon,
just like Gershon spoke here, how he gets softened, etc. Right, something happens. But I think that it will be correct for there to be a very strong preparation for the lesson. When it comes with such intensity of all the society, then we will feel the lesson differently.
I think that the new thing, or the newest thing about coming into a society, the lesson into the world of truth, is when everything is built on the deficiency, whether it's fulfilled or not fulfilled, and how and what ways, that's already a secondary thing. But the main thing is the building of the deficiency. During our whole life, the Creator is aiming us towards this place, know it or not. And when we come here, the whole study, all the forms of expression that the Kabbalists ever had, was only to assimilate the place of the building of the deficiency in us. And when there's a deficiency, there's a fulfillment. What's the fulfillment? That's not our business. So, it's hard for me to really disrespect every state each and every friend goes through, but rather what's important is what the 10 does with these states and how from it it builds a deficiency in our case in the question. Every time the new lesson, which is like Rav defined it, it's like the gas station. So that's something we can do. And to ask the Creator to know how to understand and put everything we go through during the day into the 10, and to do this special transposition, to turn it into a special energy fuel, I don't know how to call it, but it becomes a deficiency for the next lesson for us.
Igor writes that lesson prep begins in the evening with our inner efforts, building a mutual deficiency for the morning lesson. Maybe even earlier. Maybe it even begins from the end of the previous lesson.
And
what we can add is we can go back to that point of why and what we're doing it for, and to help the friends with that same scrutiny.
Yes. If we talk openly, I think that as we come to the preparation, after the whole day's preparation, when we come to the preparation for the lesson, I would really like to add to what we have in our 10 about the importance of these 15 minutes. For us, it's 30 minutes because we come even earlier, but that's the whole essence of the lesson. We've made the preparation, so there's value for these 3 hours sitting in the lesson. If we haven't made the preparation, or maybe even what we have to do is take care of the friends who didn't wake up, well then, as a 10, we're not in the lesson. Meaning this thing is crucial. And here, we have to raise the importance up to the heavens and not to allow the friends to let go of that, because everything depends on the preparation.
In the preparation, we have the opportunity to influence one another, to project the importance on one another, that each one will show how important the lesson is for them. They come earlier and to prepare reading materials, to care for the friends, to have this flame, to have this intention, and all of this can strengthen the friends. How can we give up on this or neglect that if it's something that can give strength to all of our friends?
We need
to take that into account. I always have this idea of Rav in my head. That Rabash drove by once and saw, I don't know what time, early, an hour before the lesson or something, he saw the light on in Rav's lesson, in Rav's room, sorry, and Rav was preparing for the lesson, and Rav says that from that day, Rabash started treating him seriously. I always have that in my mind. Hopefully, we'll all have it in our minds.
Okay, what we'd like to do now is to wake up together out of this question and to hear. We know envy is something that wakes us up very much. I know every morning I look at PT23 sitting in the preparation. Gadi, I'm talking about you. So I remember during the days of the corona virus, they were doing exercises every morning with open cameras, and also now that we're here, every morning they're here first, opening the intentions of the worldly. So we'd like to hear first from this hall, and then we'll hear from the Harvut system more examples of what are you doing in the preparation. What did you talk about now, maybe, about to strengthen?
Yeah, something small about PT23, what I envy. I already reached this state. You think, okay, maybe one day we'll be like them. But mainly about the decision. One of the most complex things in the tent is to make a decision and go for it together. And they decided, and as soon as they did, it's like the Creator shows us that it really is possible. So let's give them a round of applause. This isn't something to take for granted. We would like to hear more such things, more tens, more decisions that were made, how we can make our lesson more important thanks to preparation. Go ahead at the end.
So in our 10, actually, there is preparation for sleep, and in the morning at 2:30, we read the excerpts that we're going to read during the lesson. But I'd like to tell you about something that happens during the day that helps us prepare for the lesson. It's a daily task that the guys on duty decide about the daily task, and we have to do it in pairs. You have one person who's your pair for the week, and every day you have to find a time to call this friend, to read something with him, to answer a workshop question. Sometimes we do it four people together every day, and we can't have a day without it. It really brings you out of your flat reality, elevates you for a few moments, and builds you for the next morning lesson. I know other 10s do that, and we also envy 10 number 23. So we highly recommend this thing, having a workshop with a friend during the day. Chaim.
Good morning, friends. There are tens like the Northeast America, USA, that work together with other tens, and every time again, and to prepare, let's say, the lesson together, to be together, let's say, during that preparation. And also, you can read the articles in preparation before sleep, read the articles and prepare questions beforehand together.
Chaim, toda. Od me'ula me'amarechet. Kadima, matarai ken Israel.
Okay, more from here, from this, from the Arvut system. Yes, go ahead, Israel.
Yes,
to feel how important it is that the preparation starts before the day of the lesson, to remind each other about that, and for it to be the main deficiency in life. To feel that every time it's a new state, and to add the personal equivalence and the personal example you set, and while preparing the material, to look for questions, to be in the material inside, L'chaim.
German 4.
En la preparación de la preparación tenemos un convenio, algo como empezar con llegar a rezar el rezo del Ari antes de la matinal que tenía.
Like the prayer over the area before the morning lesson, and we read in German and in Hebrew. And our focus is... Sorry, it wasn't clear.
Okay,
we'll continue to incorporate in the impressions we get from each other. We're going to see one more clip that will take us to the next step of how today, in our days, we take part in the lessons, what the intention should be when we go. It's the video clip from what the morning lesson we saw today. It's a very short excerpt, but very strong about our presence and its importance. So let's see the clip, and then we'll have a workshop.
We only need to see the extent we're able to be more adhered to one structure between us. And that the Creator will be able to be revealed in the connection between us. So that the connection between us will be in a spiritual manner, bestowal, connection, love, unity. And if we're drawn to it, if we give examples to one another, then this has to be consistently, first of all. I don't miss anything, I'm constantly present where I need to be, where the group tells me to be. I try and be
במרכז.
in the center. Not that I don't give room for everyone there, but I try and be in the center of things, in the center of actions of the ten. And by that I give an example and strength to the ten to be more and more bonded. And the first feeling of the Creator with us is actually in the ten. Even without connection with the other tens yet. But already when there is this small structure of these ten parts, then we already begin to feel that there is a spiritual force in this structure, mutual bestowal, mutual support, mutual concern. And this will give us the ability to gradually feel this image of the Creator, that same form that we want to live in us, that will be awakened between us, that same form will be the Creator.
חשבתי הרבה דברים להגיד בחלק הזה, ופתאום הכל...
I thought about a lot of things to say in this part, but suddenly everything connects when you can't have a lesson without a ten, and you can't have a ten without the lesson, and you can't have both without the Creator as a goal. And what we'd like to talk about now is how to build a new attitude. What should be our relation to the lessons when our teacher is not here physically? When we watch recorded lessons like today, what should be our attitude in our ten towards this thing? How can we help each other strengthen our attitude towards such a reality? How do we increase the importance of the lesson, especially now? That's what we'd like to talk about in our tents now, please. Eventually, I don't think there needs to be a difference between our attitude. We came here all with the same goal. And Rav is with us. He's with us every moment, just like he tells us about Rabash that's with him all the time. He hasn't left us for a single moment.
Yes,
it's my real examination. I come to hear Rav, so I'm like a student of Rav only, or do I come to the morning lesson to get the light that reforms that can connect us, the friends, and generally the whole world? We get a lesson or a portion of light through Rav, and together, all of us, we draw the light through the writings of the Kabbalists. We draw the light, and so, as the friends say, does it matter if Rav is the one who's teaching us or someone else is reading the material? No. I heard that I have to relate to them in the same way. For the sake of the matter, Shai and Gershon are like Rav now. They're the teaching us. This is my relation to them. And Rav is also, he's with us. And also in the future, many years from today, when Rav passes on, won't we still come? Of course we will. We'll keep on hearing Rav's lesson. And this is the relation we're building starting of now.
I felt the lesson today, that it's really living in me. I saw with every word of the Rav. It's like I heard it all for the first time. And it really doesn't matter. Of course we want Rav to be with us physically. We'll adhere to him and he'll teach us and we'll learn from him. But the Creator arranges such states. that Ravi isn't here, that there's a recorded lesson, there are friends who are giving the lesson, like Moshe said. The attitude is that it's the same importance, even more, to step on it. Maybe that's our test, really, what's pulling us forward.
Yes, just to add that I feel that when Rav is not here, there is immediate concern to examine and to care about everyone to come to the lessons, because if we look at the numbers, there's always less people who connect, less people who come, and there's like to really care for the whole 10 that's coming. There's more need for a deep connection between us so that everyone will connect either to Darbut or physically come, that we're all here together in the lesson. And the fact that Rav is not here, it's only something that forces us to connect more, to reach a tighter connection between us. And we have to really be meticulous about it, to guard it. And when does that awaken? When Rav's not here. So it's only an example.
I don't
know, when Rav isn't here physically, I can say I heard the lesson as if for the first time. Everything for the first time. I didn't even remember the lesson. It was, what, a few days ago? That's the feeling that you're adding kind of this extra readiness, and we need to be with true concern for the friends, that they will feel this reality now of the lesson as the only thing that will save us, that will hold them throughout the day. And this truly, that they will see this example, they'll feel the example in the 10, in the group. They're a very important part for this clear to be whole. That's it. Let's continue giving an example and praying.
And
the Rav has a lot more to give us here. We mustn't miss out on this opportunity.
What I constantly think about is that we heard it in the previous lesson as well. Rav mentioned it about the non-presence seemingly of the Creator, and what's the purpose of it, and when Rav is not there, what's the purpose there? And Rav said it's like a flirt, meaning it's only to strengthen the deficiency of the ones who are lacking it, to show that one wants it more, to build this place, to establish this place of the deficiency of our vessel. But this too, I really feel that lately, as we know, that it's something that's built out of all the friends in our 10.
Okay,
we want to remember a short excerpt from the clip we just saw. Rav said, we need to be consistent, that I don't miss anything. I'm constantly where I need to be, where the group tells me. I try to be in the center of things, in the center of the actions of the 10, and by that I give an example and more strength to bond. So a practical exercise. Each one looks at his friends in the 10 and tells them how I plan to give more examples and strength in the 10 that will help us bond. Again, every friend looks at his 10 and tells them from that bottom of their heart, how do I plan on giving more strength and be an example in the 10 that will help us to bond more and more.
אני חייב להשלים ולהגיד שלמשל דוגמה מצוינת.
I have to finish my sentence and say that a good example we had during the week and what we talked about Sunday and all the difficulties we had, even as this morning we had these kinds of difficulties with the children, doesn't matter what. What was clear that
ניצב בבית בצורה חד משמעית יוצאים לשיעור בזמן יש הכנה.
Unquestionable thing was that I'm gonna come to the lesson on time, the ten is waiting. There was no room for doubts or for cutting corners. This was very clear. And that comes from the force of the spirit in our tent. There's no question about it at all. There's an action that must be done, and it will be done.
Eventually, like Gershon said, what helps me are our actions with our thoughts, sorry, with our hands and legs, and these things draw the light, so I commit. Even though I have lack of sleep, so to stay for the prayer of the lesson. Let's start from today.
The
truth is, in these kinds of questions, I always want the tent to have around and talk about what it wants of me. Meaning that the ten will decide for me. What do you need? Okay, I'll say. I have this European character. So I don't always demand of the friends. Maybe it's unpleasant or I shouldn't demand of them. So I make these calculations. I'm committed now is to add a demand of the friends and to call them during the day if they miss something. Even if it seems to me they're not into the preparation or to this meeting, I have to call them and to give them the spirit so that they'll join.
I'll join you, Moshe. We don't usually do actions on our own. Honestly, recently, this has been, I've been giving it a lot of thought throughout the day, how to give an extra push to the ten, how we can gather between us, because I know from opposite states as well that when I needed the help of the ten and I felt what a powerful force the ten is.
And
when the ten wants something and there's a mutual action in the ten, these things become unbelievable. What a strong willpower there is in the ten and what things the ten can do. So, what else can I add? To keep bothering you, to be that annoying kind of person that, you know, jumps out every now and again.
Okay.
Yes, because actually this is a challenging question because each of us in our tent does the maximum we can. He does it according to the vessels he understands. One with concern, one is jumping, one is causing the others to have emotions. I'm good at that, evoking emotions from others. Well, so what can you add if you're doing the maximum? I wish I could add a prayer to the friends, to really be in a prayer. In the corporeal world, somehow I can understand these things in
But I can't really seem to understand what the right prayer is and how to pray for the friends. I would really want every friend in that tent to have this inner impulse to ask for the friends. I wish this would be so.
Okay, friends, let's hold on into the inner prayer throughout the day, not just what we committed to, but mainly what the friends did. Let's think and hold each friend what they said now in the workshop, that it will be realized from the inner force that we'll give him. And we'd like to thank you and say that we have an opportunity to realize everything we spoke about this morning. And we're going to have an afternoon lesson at 12 p.m. Israel time recorded. We're connecting as one man in one heart. Now let's end with a song.
Searching together, following the sin that leads to life. To each heart there's a door to love, where we find a way to rise above ourselves. It's you that lights our hearts, it's you that shines in us forever. Every broken part, it's you that binds us all together. It's you that lights our hearts forever in our place beyond the veil.
Together we rise, together we rise, together we rise, together we rise. Gonna find a way to go above my reason. Gonna find a way to love outside myself. Through each heart there's a door to love.